here we are at Signal. You can stand in the plaza and listen to Chelsea Skains with the City of Melbourne talk about the project that brought this building to life after years of abandonment.
Hi, I'm Chelsea Skains and I'm talking about Signal. The Signal project is a transformation of a derelict central part of the city fabric into a vibrant youth precinct. It is a building which acts as a beacon, emitting a signal of youth art. The Signal site has heritage value as the last remaining Signal switching box in Flinders Street Station. The other two switching boxes previously in the station were demolished in 2000. It is the only building in the station that predates the redevelopment of the station in the early 1900s. Previous to that, all the buildings in the station had been timber construction. Signal was built in 1889, immediately after the Sandridge Rail Bridge, which has now been turned into a pedestrian bridge incorporating sculptures which celebrate Australia's multicultural history. Flinders Street Station is now run on electronic switching and no longer requires signal switching boxes for engineers to manually switch the rail lines. The Signal building still holds a fantastic overview of the rail lines, which was once part of its daily occupation. The City of Melbourne wanted to use the space as efficiently as possible and keep the size of the building similar to the original switching station size. Flexibility and multifunctional spaces were the only way to pack such a full program into such a small space. The concept was a flexible, creative space for young people, a beacon emitting a signal of youth creativity. This became the driving force behind the digital projection screens becoming part of the facade. The building needed to glow out to the city, sending out its new forms of signals, but also allowing the users an overview of the rail yards and its industrial past via switchable glass panels. The building as a whole has been built with this flexibility in mind, all of the spaces allowing many different functions to occur within them. The building provides a stage, a black box theater, a digital projection skin for After Dark Productions, two workshop spaces, a digital media workshop space, and an 18-speaker sound system that extends towards Flinders Station. We kept the design simple and used steel, bolts, glass to expose the industrial heritage of the building. The change from heritage shell to new construction was emphasized with lighting and material choices. The new interventions were illuminated at night with blue light. You'll see this on the upper glass facade as well as steel doors below. Our biggest challenge was keeping the heritage brick shell intact that had been held together by steel straps when we arrived on the site. The previous timber first floor had done much of the bracing for the building, and we needed to replace this burnt out structure with a specialized steel frame. This frame had to be built into the existing brick walls. So a very careful demolition was required to remove all the burnt debris from the building, with additional steel bracing to ensure the building would not collapse. Sustaining the heritage shell was a difficult process, which has left a legacy to Melbourne of its real history and now youth energy. My favourite heritage element is the restored brick shell, in particular the patina, which we have left exposed on the interior walls. We removed the soot from the fires and all the loose paint, then painted a clear acrylic coat in the reception area over the original brick walls. Bits of the original paint, marks from its working days, and graffiti are still visible on these walls, right beside the new work of young artists.
Continue walking along the river to the first intersection, which is Queensbridge Street, and cross at the lights. Walk under the train bridge and directly across Flinders Street is the Immigration Museum.